So I want to share my experience in getting my very first passport. Like, I have plans. I want to go do this. I want to go do that. I want to see things. I want to do things I've never done before. I'm excited, and it doesn't even cost. No one even told me. Like, I should have did my research and everything, but no one even told me that it doesn't even cost no more than, what is it, $200 or less. It's not bad. Anyway, the day that I get my appointment scheduled, I am excited. I got my hair looking fly. I got my makeup just right. My glasses is cleaned and beautiful. I'm accessorizing. Somebody should have told me something. I should have did more research or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm excited. So I get there early. I want to beat everybody because I'm getting my passport. Okay, I'm excited. This is the first time I've ever done this, and I'm doing it. So I'm the first one there. I'm like, oh yeah, look at that long line behind me. Okay, look at them people. They should have been here earlier. Anyway, regardless, I was just excited. I was very excited. So I get up to the line. I go check in with the guy. He tells me to sit for a while. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. I'm the first one here. So either way it goes, I'm going to be seen first, get my picture, and I'm ready. I was excited. It's like, I guess it was like getting a driver's license picture. Like, you're hopeful it's gonna be a nice one. That's what I went in thinking. Anyway, he calls me up to take the picture, and I'm sitting there in the chair, and there's everyone behind me. They're all facing me because they're just, because I got there first. Anyway, they're all facing me, and I'm sitting in the chair getting ready to take my picture. And then the guy, he didn't speak good English. It wasn't clear, but I heard these words: "Take off your wig." That's all I heard. He said, your wig, or your hair, one of those. It was something like that. Either way, it didn't feel good, and I was appalled that he had even said anything about it. Like, how do you know this isn't mine? Okay, you know what I'm saying? But I was so embarrassed. I'm like, oh my gosh, is he asking me to take off my hair? Anyway, I scooted back a little bit because I ain't gonna do too much, but I scooted back a little bit. He was like, your hair." Oh Lord. Anyway, I scooted back as far as, because I wasn't taking my whole, I'm not taking my wig off. All these people facing me, right? But then look here. He tell me to take my glasses off. Like, okay, now sir, you're doing the most right now. Anyway, my glasses, my earrings, he's basically undressing me. And that's how I felt. That is really how I felt. And then all these people sitting, because I had to be first, right? I had to be first in line for my appointment. But I'm sitting there. Oh, so much agony. I was sitting there. And you know what, though? I figure the good thing about that whole experience was I got my passport, of course. But the fact that I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't tell if those people were looking at me. I couldn't see a damn thing. So either way it goes, it didn't matter. I got my stuff and I got up out of there. That was crazy. And that's something I will never forget. That's an experience you keep with you. It stays on you.